Hi everyone, it's Kirsten. A lot of the time before the podcast, Ian and I just chat about rubbish and occasionally I'll grab something for the top or tail and that's fine. This month we actually had a fairly decent conversation about COVID and the state of fiction and how alternative it's starting to feel because of fiction and other popular narratives on TV and so on that don't even mention COVID. So we thought we'd wrap this up neatly as a little bonus episode for everyone. Hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again in October.
Yeah, it's interesting because it adds if you put dates on it, it adds that bit of tension already for the reader. It's going to be like this for a lot of novels that come out in the next few years. If they're set in January 2020 or late 2019. It sets this thing of, well, are you actually going to deal with COVID? Is this, or are you avoiding?
This is a weird thing. Like, I watched Grace and Frankie on Netflix.
Yeah.
So a handful of episodes came out in the latest season, and I watched them on Thursday when I was sick. There's only four of them, so it's like I'm just going to watch a couple, and then they stopped. It's like, oh no! And Netflix came up with a message going, the rest of this season will be available in 2022. It's like, fuck you, Netflix. But it was just the weirdest disconnect because it's like, okay, they're living in a parallel earth now because they don't have COVID, they don't have masks, we're in 2021. We can no longer assume they're living.
Yeah, so Ted Lasso's now. Done that. Ted Lasso's done that. It's completely ignored COVID.
It's like you have just gone into now so much television, which was memetic television, is actually now science fiction.
Yeah,
because you have gone, or speculative fiction, because you have now slipped into an alternate timeline when there is no COVID. We've had this for 18 months now, going on 2 years. If you're not bringing COVID into your normal everyday, just the background of your television, you're now writing alternate present.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Superstore, which is finished now, it directly dealt with COVID in its last season. It's set in a store. So it COVID was all over it and it was fantastic, still funny and fantastic. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, another comedy.
Oh, yeah.
The very first episode has them wearing masks and then they skip 6 months.
Oh, that's optimistic.
Or 3 or 4 months. No. In 2020, they're set in 2020. They skip like 6 or 7 months or some period where the vaccines have started. So the masks come off and that's how they sort of hand wave COVID. But they deal with George Floyd, though. So it's interesting.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So they get past COVID as quickly as possible, but then deal with George Floyd.
It's just so interesting because it's, you know, this is living with COVID and the effects of being in a post, ultimately, hopefully, a post-COVID world, not when it's completely eradicated, but when we're actually able to, like the flu, right? It's got to start just being the background of everything. Otherwise, you just get this really strange disconnect when you're reading or watching and going, well, this is meant to be set now-ish. This is not set pre-2020, but clearly it's not now.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just this strange thing.
There is a strong argument to make for, what is fiction in the next 5 years going to look like?
Yeah, I know.
Argument. Sorry, it's an interesting thought. What's it going to look like? You know, Sally Rooney's got a novel coming out. I haven't read it. And does she deal with COVID? Does anyone deal with COVID? When were these books written?
Well, that's it. You've got to look at the lead time for, especially with publishing. Like you can have a lead time of, you know, a couple of years between when a manuscript was finished, and this
does come in. Maybe what you do is you just set everything in. Like there's a book I'm reading now set in 2012. There's books, the new Ruth Ezeki book is set in 2016. So just set it a few years before COVID.
Then we're going to have this massive disconnect where no one, like at some point people will write about COVID, but it won't be people who were there. You know, there'll be just this massive – it's like we're just putting our hands over our eyes and going la, 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 la.
I also think literature is only just digesting Trump. That's the part of the problem.
Well, that's true. But it's also – it's like that thing that horror fiction, contemporary horror fiction and filmmaking, horror narratives, I should say, has where it's only just in the last five-ish years or so I feel that – is coming to grips with the ramifications on plot of technology, right? When so much of horror fiction and some thrillers even, although thrillers have always, a certain branch of thriller genre has always been very much tech-based and what ramifications are. But I think a lot of horror fiction, when you're talking about isolating your characters and putting them in a position where they can't easily get help or check things or find out information, so you've got to go to these weird lengths to find out something instead of just hopping on Google, it's only just beginning to come to terms with how that has just pulled the rug out of many.
Apple now has completely fucked that, because the iPhone 13 he's going to have a thing in it which won't engage straight away, but over the next year or so, where low-level satellites will mean that you can send a tweet, an SMS or a phone call anywhere on the planet. So it doesn't matter if there's no service, nothing. There is no excuse. You will be able now, and in fact, they've now got a new color code for that. So you know how if I send to you, I don't see blue, I see yellow, because you're not an iPhone person, you're an Android. With someone who's doing it, you probably don't know that, but with someone who's doing it on the satellite, it'll be grey. And so they'll have three colours for the different messages that come through.
That's it. And like the really lazy fallback for horror and suspense narratives has been to, put your character in a place where there's no signal, or battery's died, or I dropped my phone in the sink of water.
And that's none of that works anymore, because they're all IP80 whatever.
Dropping the phone in a sink of water might still work.
It doesn't, unless you've got a phone from 12 years ago. To be fair, there's a couple of phones.
Yeah.
Really cheap.
Now we're just going to have to reckon in these types of narratives, reckon with a new way of, there will be many. I can think of five off the top of my head, but there will be many, many more where you think of a way that actually, the interconnectivity, the ubiquitousness of communication and stuff will actually itself be a problem and a barrier and cause issues. So, but what I was saying is, like, this is what COVID feels like. It feels like artists are just going, this is too hard. We don't know how to deal with this. We don't know how, if we don't want to write about COVID, we don't know how to integrate it seamlessly into our narratives as something that just is. Let's just set our stuff before 2020, which seems really lazy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Look, so we've got to do the podcast. Should we just start?
We should make this a bonus episode.
Okay.